After years on the road, Toomey parked the van and picked up the mic to bring you this podcast that features interviews with people from hardcore to hair metal. This is Talk Toomey with your host, Joshua Toomey.
What is up, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of Talk Toomey, the official podcast of TalkToMePod.com. Make sure you're heading over there to check out anything that I'm posting over there. It's all in my brain, coming out on the internet at TalkToMePod.com. This is the special Christmas episode. Got a great guest, Richie Cavalera of Insight. And yes, that name Cavalera should mean something to you because he is the son of Max Cavalera. So we talk a little bit about the new album, Built to Destroy, out January 25th. You can pre-order that now over at Bandcamp and get a couple of downloadable tracks right away. And we also talk about Christmas time at the Cavalera family and some of his memories. So sit back, relax, turn on the Talk To Me podcast, start a fire in your fireplace, not in their living room. You know, don't set the rug on fire. Just sit back, relax, check out some Talk To Me, and enjoy yourself. Maybe get a hot cup of cocoa. Check out the show. This will be the last original episode of the year. Next week will be a best of. And then I believe probably take a week off and then see you guys back in January. So I'm going to take a little bit of time to say some thank yous. I probably didn't do much on the Thanksgiving episode. So just a huge thank you to everyone that listens each week. Thank you to anyone that's shared the episodes, you know, subscribed, downloaded, rated, reviewed. We need to get some more reviews over there on iTunes. I know I don't yell about that enough, about giving a review on iTunes or Facebook or wherever you can leave a review, Podchaser. But if you don't mind, go over there and do that and leave a nice 5-star rating, nice 5-star review. It does help out. I know that other podcasts tend to yell about that a little bit more than I do, but it's always nice to see some new reviews come through. I do check those out periodically. Also, a huge thank you to every outlet out there that shared the podcast. We've got Ultimate Guitar, Blabbermouth, the PRP, Metal Sucks, Metal Nexus. You know, if you're out there and you've shared the podcast, you've written an article about this thing and embedded the episode, linked the episode or whatnot, thank you so much for sharing what we are doing over here at the Talk To Me podcast. Thanks to all the guests that have been on. Man, what a year for guests. We will get a little bit more into that next week on the best of. But I mean, hell, out the gate, Rob Flynn and Phil Anselmo back-to-back weeks on the podcast. I pretty much just should have stopped there. But it got better and better each week. Came through with somebody awesome. Some cool breaking news. Probably one of my favorite guests of the year was Jakey Lee. I listened to him on pretty much every interview that he did for the latest Red Dragon Cartel album. And man, he is a loose cannon, and not the cobras and fire kind, but an actual loose cannon. And it was awesome to hear him actually talk to Bago from Cobras and Fire. And then even when he was out with Eddie Trunk, he referenced the interview that I did. He didn't actually say it was on the Talk To Me podcast, but it was pretty obvious because of the Yngwie comments. And he said it was a nice... the questions that I gave maybe were a little left of center, and it was a breath of fresh air to talk to me. So look at that. Look at me go. I am a breath of fresh air to speak with. Looking forward to doing a bunch more episodes in 2019. Coming up on episode 200, please leave a comment. Let me know who you think I should get for episode 200. Who is going to be awesome enough for episode 200? I think episode 100 was the Mark Slaughter. So let's see what we can do for episode 200. It's coming up soon, and I got to get that guest booked and interviewed and make it a big deal because 200 episodes, I can't believe it. 3.5 years, 200 episodes, it's insane. And I'm so grateful for each and every one of you that listens each week. And you guys know that the Talk To Me podcast is brought to you by Good Company with Bowling. Yes, our good friend Scott Bowling down in Atlanta, Georgia, sponsors this show each and every week. And if you guys checked out Talk Is Jericho this week, you heard Scott Bowling interviewing Chris Jericho. So how cool is that, hearing Scott Bowling on Talk Is Jericho as he sponsors Talk To Me? Make sure you're heading over to YouTube, checking out his show, or scottgoodcompany.com, where he interviews such great people as Head From Corn, guys in Stuck Mojo, Seven Dust, and so much more. So yeah, go check out Talk Is Jericho this week. Scott Bowling interviewing Chris Jericho, and cool to have him a part of the show and have him sponsor the show each and every week. So thank you, Scott Bowling. check him out, scottgoodcompany.com, and guest host of Talk is Jericho this week
on the Westwood One Network.
I did put out, since it's the Christmas episode, I put out a thing about, you know, what was one of your favorite memories of getting something music-related for Christmas that could be an instrument or an album. You know, did you get a great cassette once as a kid? Things like that. Personally, myself, I remember getting the Metallica Live Shit Binge and Purge Roadcase box set with the VHSs in it. And I thought that was awesome. And also vividly remember getting Cliff Amahl on VHS. So those two jump out. And then a non-music related, dude, when I got that Super Nintendo that year, you might as well have just shut it down, because I think I played Mario Bros. And Pilot Wings, and what was the other one? Star Fox or whatnot, or Fox something or other. But man, still could play that for hours. I need to get the SNES Classic. I got the NES Classic Edition thing with the Tecmo Bowl and all in it. I need to get the SNES Classic. Let's check out what they said on Facebook here. Scott Haynes, former drummer of Mindset Defect, was, I was in England when I first got my first real drum kit at 13 years old. Parents hid it in the tub/shower. My mother spilled hot tea on herself so she could tell me to run and grab a washcloth out of the tub. When I pulled the curtain back, they had the whole 7-piece Pearl Export stacked in there. Now that's insanity. Mom spilled hot tea on herself just so you could go and check out the drum kit in the bathroom. Now, that's dedication. At least she could have done was like some cold tea. Maybe she could do some southern sweet tea with like a pound and a half of sugar in it. But for actual hot tea, that's insane. Wes Elvidge, when I was 19, and he got his first bass. 19. I think I was 11. 19, but hey, if you're going to start playing, you know? If you're going to start playing when you're 40, start playing when you're 40. Rick Green got a 1950 Gretsch 4-piece drum kit on his 8th Christmas, the best gift ever. Best gift ever. Robbie Coleman got Appetite for Destruction and the first Led Zeppelin on cassette for Christmas in 1987. If I were the sort that believed in auras, I swear you would have seen mine explode right there in my mama's kitchen table as I listened on my Walkman. You can tell he's from the South because he said Memaw, which is the proper way of saying grandmother. Jason Hostetter, getting the first Zeppelin box set in 1990 when I was 18 or 19. See, you get those albums when you were a young kid. You get the Metallica cassette. You get the Metallica box set. You're never going to forget that. Josh Stevenson, when I was 10, I got the Poison Open Up and Say Ah on cassette. Cassettes are great. Mike Richards got Alice Cooper's School Out on 8-tracks in the 70s as a kid. Now that's awesome, and if you guys want to know a little peek into the history of Joshua Toomey, Mike Richards is a huge deal to me. He owned a used record store when I was in high school. It was in between my high school and my house, and I would pretty much stop there and just beg him for information daily, and I would quiz him, and he would tell me all these great stories. And he has some great stories about seeing Kiss with Vinnie Vincent in the 80s, and how his band Deep Speed was on. I think they shot a video for MTV, and they shut down a whole street in downtown Nashville so they could record the video and stuff like that. So I need to get Mike on the podcast. You know, that's an episode for me, and you guys will totally enjoy him. He does like gospel bluegrass now or whatnot, but man, what a great guy and an even better human being. So Bill Algy of Ages of Rock podcast got all 4 Kiss solo albums the Christmas of 1978. Look at that, Bill. Good job. Randy Brown, after not being allowed to listen to Kiss during my childhood, Christmas 1988, I got a package including every Kiss record, excluding The Elder. And then number 2, Christmas 1990, getting Slayer's Hell Awaits on LP with a sticker on it that read, "Do not show your dad the cover." Obviously, my mom had loosened up by that time. See, now that's awesome. When your parents are giving you great stuff like that and telling you not to show your other parent, you know, you got the cool one. And then Aaron Quillen, a couple of years ago, my mom bought me 12-volt Heroes Defeated. Evidently, my girlfriend told her there was this album I found on Amazon and was all excited about it. Well, that's very cool. I didn't even read that before I read it. So, very cool, man. Yeah, Aaron Quillen, Heroes Defeated, actually the album that I am not on. But I did help write every single one of those songs. So there's always that. And actually, Chris Cale, Five Finger Death Punch, plays bass on that, who replaced me. And if you read the liner notes in there, he actually thanks me for helping him chase his dream or whatnot. It's a crazy story. But actually, you know what? Let's listen to a song off of Heroes Defeated. Alright guys, so my classic 12-volt negative earth that I was not on, but that's Chris Cale, Five Finger Death Punch playing bass and probably some backup vocals on that. Let's see. Merry Christmas to everyone out there. Thank you guys once again so much for listening each and every week. You guys give me a present each week when I see the download numbers come through, and I can't believe how far this podcast has come, how many people check it out each week. If you listen each week and you've never reach out and say hello. It's so cool to hear from people that I haven't heard from before. And I know there are a ton of you out there because the download numbers suggest that there are some pretty loyal listeners, and I'm taken aback by it each week. So thank you guys once again for checking out each and every week. Let's check out a little bit of insight from Built to Destroy. We will talk to Richie Cavalera. Let's talk to Richie about Max and Gloria and Christmas at the Cavaleras. and the new Insight album. Check out, I haven't even gotten Rob Rivera's pick from the kit, so I have no idea if I'm going to add that in here or not. And then we will get into some more music, because it's going to be a heavy music episode, because it's not a long interview. So yeah, let's check out some Insight, talk to Richie Cavalera, check out some classic Sepultura, check out some Soulfly, check out some... We'll throw on some Lodi Kong. This will be an all Cavalera episode. Then I will talk to you guys later. Inside on the line, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for spreading the word and hooking up the support with the music.
Very cool. The last time we talked, you were about to head out on a headlining tour. Just kind of give us an update on how that went and maybe some good shows you had out there.
Yeah, that was killer. You know, we did a last couple months, we did a, you know, a U.S. headline tour that was all over everywhere. And then we did, you know, some U.K. headline dates, which was, you know, just out of control for us, you know, to be able to go to another country and, you know, perform with a headline show is just absolutely special to us, man. You know, we're super fortunate to be able to do that. And it just ripped, man. Every night was killer. Great turnout, great fans, you know, really great metalheads over there. And, you know, then followed that up with a couple dates with 6 Feet Under in Germany, which was just out of control madness. You know, it was a killer way to end the year.
Very cool. Any of the U.S. headline dates kind of stand out to you?
Yeah, man, there was, you know, quite a few good ones. I think we did about 35 shows.
Nice.
And, you know, L.A. was really good. Texas, man, the first show of the tour in Austin was absolutely madness, man. It was that was a cool thing, you know, to have the first show be that crazy. And the hometown, you know, Phoenix, Arizona is always great because they just have a great scene and great support there. And, you know, that show went off. And Jacksonville, Florida, man, was another really crazy one. Surprised us all.
It's always nice when you show up to a show and it's always, you know, out of nowhere, just a nice crowd, nice turnout.
Yeah, man, we enjoy that every night. You know, it's never, we never know what's going to happen. And every show, you know, they're starting to just really pick up pace. And, you know, it's killer to see, man, after all the hard work.
Very good, man. And this builds up to Built to Destroy out January 25th. A couple special guests on this album. How did working with Kirk Winstein come about?
You know, with Kirk, we've always been fans, you know, of everything he's done as far as Crowbar goes. You know, it's one of my band guys' favorite, you know, bands there is. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to go on tour with them twice over the last couple of years and just really build a killer friendship with them and Kirk especially. So when the time came, you know, he was like the first person we thought of. We've always tried to use dudes that, you know, were close to us or, you know, we shared a special thing on tour with or whatever, you know. So for him, it was a no-brainer, and he just absolutely rocked it. The song's called Human Cancer. You know, it's about, you know, humans just basically fucking up the world and, you know, ruining everything. So it's just absolutely incredibly done, and it's totally in that Crowbar Insight mesh. It just turned out great. And, you know, the other one, Chris Barnes of 6 Feet Under, killer dude. You know, he's taken us on tour a couple times, and we've, you know, become good friends as well. So, you know, to have two dudes in this game over 25 years, legends, you know, is a true honor for us to have them grace in this record.
You know, the tracks that you have out from Built to Destroy are awesome. I'm digging them so much. And if you pre-order now at Bandcamp, you get two free tracks, or you get two downloadable tracks, like, right away. So that's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, right on. Thank you so much, man. We were excited to get these out, you know, this album. Feels great, and you know, it was kind of everything that we wanted to get done on a record, and you know, totally just pumping it out there.
Now, I have not heard the whole album, so is there a message, a theme, anything going on in this album? Is there any kind of you know, storyline, or is it just, you know, written from your heart?
Well, I think it kind of fits in the total, the realm of all the Insight records. You know, each one's kind of been, you know, a view of the life that I lived during that time. You know, I think you know, I lived through a normal life, man, that a lot of people can relate to as far as, you know, growing up, living on your own, dealing with relationships, you know, being broke, having friends, you know, OD, you know, just kind of everything. And I think with this album, you know, that was no different. You know, we wanted to keep it real, something that, you know, Insight's always been about. And, you know, I think you see a wide variety from like the song Built to Destroy being about, you know, us feeling ready to just take on the world, and you know, everything we've been through built us for this. And, you know, Ruthless Ways being about, you know, all the fucked up shit you do in your life and, you know, finally coming back to you. So it's just an open perspective of the world and life. And I think, like I said, a lot of people relate to the song substance on this record.
And who produced this? I know it was somebody awesome.
Yeah, Steve Evans.
Steve Evans, yes.
He worked with us on our previous album, Oppression. And, you know, after doing that first one, it was like all about wanting to have more time and dive in deeper and really hit the things we missed on Oppression. So, you know, we got that, and I think it just came out exactly how we could have envisioned. And, you know, we had Zeus put the mastering on top of that.
Oh, wow.
Which just added to the fire of this record. Yeah, we've been trying to get him to produce, you know, an album for like the last four. You know, so he's always booked, so for him to just have any kind of part on this album was killer for us, and we were truly honored, man. Great dudes, and they made the record sound absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, Steve Evans and Zeus back-to-back on the album, man. It's going to sound crushing.
Yeah, it's cool too, man. None of it's, you know, copy-pasted. It was all live takes and, you know, all done by the artist, which was cool for us. You know, we've never had the time to really do that kind of stuff, man. It's always been, you know, some crappy chop time, you know, whatever. So for us, it was truly a killer experience.
So when we talked about the headlining tour you did a minute ago, and you did that out with Lodi Kong, which is obviously some more Cavaleras in that band, do you see a lot of, you know, of the Cavalera fans come out, you know, Soulfly, Cavalera, Conspiracy, early Sepultura, also Insight, Lodi Kong fans? I mean, are they going out to support not only your bands, but also the family?
I mean, you know, when we first started the band as Insight, we did some Soulfly tours and stuff like that. And, you know, after all those years, we're finally doing another one with them, obviously. But, you know, I think one thing that's been cool about us is we've toured with so many different bands that our fan base is really, really bizarre and different. And, you know, you see a couple of them for sure in every city. But for the most part, you know, we're drawing people that really don't have the knowledge of that, which is really cool, you know, at the same time to see people, you know, figure out the band and then be like, oh, hey, you know, you guys are, you know, this person's, you know, your dad. And it's like, yeah, dude, you know, glad, you know, checked it out. But it's cool to see, man. You know, we toured with 36 Crazy Fist and Crowbar and Devil Driver and, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of really tried to be open and just hit different markets as much as we can. And I think it's shown on the headline dates and really been cool to see.
Very good. Yeah, man. 36 Crazy Fist, one of my more underrated bands out there.
Yeah, definitely. And it's great to see them having a nice comeback after, you know, a little break. And, you know, they're really crushing it, man. Great dudes.
So this episode is going to come out. Actually, I'm going to edit it up tonight and get it out tomorrow. And it'll be the last episode prior to Christmas. And I kind of wanted to go into the mind and the world of the Cavaleras. And, you know, how do you guys celebrate Christmas? And, you know, maybe what are your memories growing up?
Oh, man, Christmas was no joke around my house. Like, my mom, my grandparents, everybody really took that as a serious time of the year. And, you know, the second Thanksgiving was done, our house was fully done up. You know, you felt comfortable. It's kind of something that always sticks with me now when I'm having, you know, now that I'm married and, you know, we're kind of having our own Christmases and, you know, a lot of things from then I'm using now. And we were very lucky. You know, we were very lucky to have the beautiful Christmases that my mom made happen for us. Even, you know, when we were poor, she still made things just amazing and always made sure that, you know, we were always happy and there was a great vibe in the home. And probably my most memorable one was 96, because that was the last year, you know, the whole family was together, you know, the brother was alive, mm-hmm. life was just, you know, Sepultura was still going, life was just, it was different, it was like perfect, you know, for just a split moment.
Yeah,
it didn't last long. It may have only been like 6 months, but it was perfect, you know. And then after that, I don't think anything's really been the same. So that was probably my best memory of Christmas, no doubt.
What does Max get you guys for Christmas? Is he into, you know, buying gifts and things like that, or is it leave it up to Gloria?
Oh no, that's Gloria, man, and the elves. Like,
and the elves,
they handle all that. Now that, you know, there's all the grandkids and, you know, the cousins that are having kids, and, you know, now it's totally changed. You know, now it's about us enjoying them enjoy what's going on. And it's so cool. Max always definitely comes out with some funny gifts, you know, because he's what we call the last minute shopper, you know.
Right.
So he's pretty funny with it, man, but he always, you know, tries, and, you know, it's all about the love, really.
Very good, man. Yeah, that's you know, that's kind of going back to when I was asking about, you know, if people supported the, you know, the headline show is because of the Cavalera name. You know, I mean, I know that family and the words and the name Cavalera just kind of go hand in hand in my brain.
Yeah, definitely, man. And, you know, I think it's cool to have the opportunity to, you know, hopefully, like he did, carry that name on for another 25 years. And, you know, that's what is a special thing. You know, it's something that hopefully, you know, like Ozzy is with, you know, metal, I think Cavalera will be right alongside that.
I agree with you 100% on that. And, you know, not to get too much into it, but man, that last Soulfly album is amazing. So they did a great job with that one.
Yeah, we put pressure on him. You know, we're stepping it up.
There you go.
It was time for him to step it up. You know, he can't be having the kids be trying to kick his ass and stuff. So it's a fun competition around the house with that.
And you'll be having that competition starting January 25th. So the album comes out and the tour starts on the same day, which is very cool for you. You know, Soulfly and Insight together. What else do you have going on in 2019? God, I can't believe it's already almost 2019.
Oh, isn't it ridiculous, man? Oh, we're stoked, man, with the record coming out. We planned a big year. You know, we're doing that tour. Like you said, it comes out the day the album comes out. So for us, it's huge, man. We've never had anything kind of line up like that. And a couple weeks after that, we'll be in Europe touring with Septic Flesh and Carizian, tearing up Europe, man, which is going to be out of control. After that, we're going to come back, do some more support tours in the States, hit up some of the littler festivals that, you know, are going on around the Midwest and the East and stuff like that. And this year, for the first time ever, summer European festivals, man, we landed some really big ones. And
that's great.
Super stoked on that because, man, that's been a lifelong goal for us to reach. And for that to happen is going to be truly jaw-dropping experience for everyone. And just kind of go from there, man. With the album coming out, we really want to break the record for our 121 shows we've done in a year. So we're shooting for higher than that. So it's going to be a crazy year.
Well, you're definitely starting off that way. And, you know, Richie, man, thanks for taking the time. Happy holidays to you and yours and the entire family. And like we said earlier, man, Built to Destroy out January 25th, and you can pre-order it now on Bandcamp. So, Richie, man, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, good luck spreading the word, man, and always keep it heavy. Have a great holidays.
What's up, everybody? Rob Rivera here. Happy holidays from all of us in Nonpoint and from the Talk To Me podcast, folks. And anybody out there who's celebrating Christmas, happy holidays to you. This is the Rob's Pick from the Kit on the Talk To Me podcast. This week, we're going to pick Soulfly. Soulfly is a band that consists of many knows of Max Cavalera, who's been the constant guy in the band. First time I saw Soulfly was with Max, Logan, Roy Mayorga, and I can't remember the bass player's name to save my life, but that lineup was very strong. That first record was awesome, and basically took where Sepultura's roots was an extension of that. Max just kept going in that style, and record is amazing. It was cool to see him continue. You know, I was bummed when he left Sepultura, and still to this day would love for him to return and do at least one tour playing all his old classics, but who knows, you know. But anyway, Soulfly's been a band that's had many, many members. Mikey Doiling from Snot was in there. I think Tony Campos played there for a little while. He may still be in there, I'm not sure. A couple of drummers. My buddy Kanky Laura, who used to play in Straight Line Stead, she usually tours with them internationally, like South America and stuff like that. They've had a pretty steady lineup, I think, to have his son playing drums, and then Mark Rizzo. I don't remember who the bassist is right now, but I think it's Tony Campos, but I may be wrong. But anyway, this is Soulfly with Eye for an Eye. Enjoy.
Eye for an eye. Eye for an eye.
Once again, thank you to Richie Cavalera for taking the time. Thank you guys for listening each and every week. That's got to be cool, man. I am a huge Max fan. I'm a big fan of Insight. I think they're great. So it's kind of like a double whammy with those guys. So you get to talk about the new Insight. You get to talk about growing up with Max Cavalera as your dad. How crazy is that? Going down and seeing Santa Max giving out some presents or whatnot. I just imagine that on top of that one giant-ass dread, he just plops on a Santa hat and starts handing out presents for all the kids and grandkids. And, man, you know, I'm sure he hands out, you know, the latest whatever album he's working on. Probably hands out demos for Christmas. Here's my 30th band. Here's my 30th album I'm putting out this year because I'm one of the hardest working dudes in metal. But, yeah, we talked to Richie. We heard some Soulfly. We heard some Sepultura. I promise some Lodi Kong, so let's do that now.
Yeah.
All right, that was some Lodi Kong. So we've got all the Cavaleras covered. We will end this episode with Cavalera Conspiracy. And then, I will see you guys next week on the Best Of episode. So once again, thank you to Richie Cavalera. Thank you for the entire Cavalera family for putting out great music. For the Talk To Me podcast, I am Joshua Toomey. See you guys next week with the Best Of 2018 episode. Talk to you soon. Happy holidays and all that good stuff.
Come and crush your soul. The storm, ultraviolet, coming with the storm. Your world, ultraviolet, come destroy your world. Feel the agony, crawling on your knees. Feel the agony and the bloodshed. Till there's nothing left. Nothing left to go through. Ultraviolet's come and take control. Your soul, ultraviolet, come and crush your soul. The storm, ultraviolet, coming with the storm. Your world, ultraviolet, come destroy your world. Feel the agony crawling on your knees. Nothing left to play. Till there's nothing left to play. Till there's nothing left to. Your soul. Ooh.